Brought to you by Make Fun Network. Welcome to the top 5 of death, where listeners vote and everyone dies. Listen and die.
Hello everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of the Top 5 of Death. I'm your host, Matt. Gonna be a short episode. Bistany, I'm here with only Buff Chick Dip. Will, how are you, Will?
Great. Just spent the last couple hours listening to someone troubleshoot.
Yeah, I got a new setup going on, and I'm trying to make it awesome. And I kind of fell into it while Will was on the call. And then I was just like, I don't know. As Will said, it's been a couple of hours of me just being like, I'm trying this. What if I just do this? What if, hold on. Yeah. And then me just cutting out back in and everything. But there's got to be a way to do the setup I want. And when I have the setup I want, it's going to be good.
We're so close.
And now me, Will, and Sam all have basically the same interface. So once, well, actually, just me and Will, because me and Will use Windows, Mac. Sam is a Mac guy, so everything's different for him. So once one of us figures it out, then we can tell the other one, and then we'll have really sweet setups.
That's what I'm hoping for.
Yeah. But anyway, Will, how are you? How's your week? What's new?
Not a whole lot new. Nice little week settling in after vacation. Spent some time watching the Olympics, as I'm sure a lot of people have, at least, you know, seeing the clips coming out. Couple of notable ones. The guy who's doing the pole vaulting knocked the bar off with his dick. So his, he got disqualified. Dick. You'd think if you were at that level, you know, you'd talk to some transgendered and be like, how can I tuck this away so it doesn't
get the gold
on the line here.
Just talk to a drag queen. They had like a million of them there. I mean, they're the best tuckers right. There are.
That the target shooting people. Did you see that one?
Yeah, the guy who just had a gun and glasses and like a t-shirt.
Yeah, other people had like telescopes hooked to their fucking face, and this guy was just like, bang.
Yeah, I mean, it's really kind of, it makes those other people look really silly.
It sure does. And then who can forget the Algerian boxer? That was a big hot topic debate all week.
Oh my God, what a gray area. What an absolute, the most grayest of areas that have ever existed in the history of gray.
The sheer amount of people who really looked like complete pieces of shit, like after initially reacting that morning of, be like, God damn, it looks like a man, goddamn man fucking beating up a woman. And it was played perfectly. The Italian girl, she was crying, you know, her dreams were shattered. And then it turns out, you know, this poor woman who was born biological woman has, you know, whatever condition that gives her the other chromosomes, but she's not somebody who just transitioned later in life and wanted to beat up women like everybody first jumped at.
Yeah, that's definitely true. The latter thing of what you said. The gray area comes into the right. So then it's like, all right, that's definitely not the case. And as the rules stand now, then everything is on par. But then you got to like be like, well, in this extreme rare case of this person having higher levels of like testosterone and more of like, you know, the ability for male development, like, does that make it fair? But it's just like, if that's it's so absolutely gray. But I don't know. I mean, it is what it is. I don't really care. If she's born biologically female, I mean, then sure. Because then, like, I think the best argument to what I'm saying was like, okay, then you have to look at someone like Michael Phelps with like this crazy wingspan, right? Because then it's like, yeah, I get that's also fine.
Yeah, Simone Biles, she's like 4 feet tall and she's got 4 foot wide shoulders.
Yeah, exactly.
That's a genetic advantage, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it's good for Algeria to have a, you know, one of them in their depth chart and putting them out there. Well,
that was the whole thing too. People are like, if anybody who knows anything about Algeria, if she was trans, they would have killed her years ago.
Yeah.
They don't tolerate that shit. And sex changes are illegal, so.
Yeah. The only thing I will say on that is, like, when people are like, oh, blah, 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 people just hate this. It's like, no. Like, there's still, you know, plenty of cases of, you know, what you cited earlier of, like, people who transition later getting into female sports and dominating and hurting, you know, biological, you know, females. And this wasn't, I'll put it this way. She competed in the Tokyo Olympics, this Algerian boxer, and no one said nothing because there hasn't been fucking all these other cases of whatever the people are complaining about. So now everyone's like on edge looking for it. So that it's not like the argument you think it is. People still don't want, I mean, I certainly don't want biological males competing in, you know, biological female sports. It has no place, and no argument is going to fucking sway me the other way at all. It's just not on its face. It's a binary. It shouldn't happen. That's why there's female sports.
Yeah, I think a lot of people thought this was it. This was the example that's really going to rally everybody. And it did for a few hours, but it's not a Leah Thomas situation.
No, you know,
where she was swimming in a men's league and then a couple of years later swimming in the women's league and destroying the competition. It's a completely different scenario. Or
there's like this, I mean, there's so many. As a father of like all girls, the day that crosses my path in reality, I'll be on the news. I guarantee it. I absolutely guarantee it.
And then did you hear what popped up kind of as an offshoot of this? Is everybody's like, yeah, well, does anybody have a problem with the convicted child rapist that's competing?
No. How? Yes. So here's the thing I don't like about that argument is, like, they make that argument as if it's like people are pro that. It's like, no, that's also bad. That's also bad. That isn't like a counter to the other argument of like men shouldn't compete against women. It's that guy. I don't know how that country let that slide. Like, that's on that country. That's not on the Olympics. That's on fucking, what is it, the Finland or the Dutch or whatever?
I forget which country, but yeah, I think Finland.
Yeah, what are you doing? That's on them.
Yeah,
I mean, the Olympics are going to be like, I mean, this is who they're sending. To
represent your country.
Yeah.
Maybe they're advertising.
So that was very much I saw that and I go, there's got to be more to it than this. This is just like one of those like fucking bullshit headlines where it's not really, it's like framed in a way. So I looked into it and it's as bad as people want it to be. It's pretty fucking clear cut. Basically the story about this guy is he was 19 and he was dating a 16-year-old, but they weren't 16. They were 12. So they had already like had been fooling around and he didn't know that. And then this is where it gets bad. Once he did know that, he continued on. So that's where it gets, it's like, okay, he was fool because that's kind of what I thought was going to happen, was like, he must have had like slept with someone who he thought was of a different age. And like, that's the first half of the story. And then you just keep reading and the guy's like, just admitted to that he knew. Once he knew, he continued the relationship, basically. And I don't fucking get it. That guy, get him out of here. Get him out of here entirely. Wild
stuff. The Olympics, now a lightning rod for political fucking fodder.
Yeah, well, I mean,
think it always is, but this year didn't disappoint.
Mm-mm. No. Absolutely not, but it's crazy. Man,
that's really all I've been kind of getting into this week. How about yourself?
Me. Let's see here. Busy weekend. We were taking the kids faux camping in like our relative's backyard, and then it ended up pouring out. So we didn't do that, but we did just set up a tent inside the house so the kids could, you know, sleep in a tent inside the house. And then the only kids who slept in the tent were my kids. Everyone else's kids kind of couldn't hang, so to speak.
Claustrophobic?
No, this fucking tent is... The footprint of this tent is like the footprint of my whole downstairs. And then the person's house we were at is like a monster house. So No, they just, I don't know. Kids are kids. They want to sleep with their parents, or they get nervous, they get scared or whatever. But my kids were just like, they were good. Well, Wednesday was as good as she is at home, meaning that she's good for the first three quarters of the night. And then she wakes up and gets a little nervous and then wants to come find me. And that's what she did there too. So she was good for most of the night. Then she woke up and then she came and crashed on the couch with me. But then we went somewhere else the next day. We didn't even go home. So I've like barely been home this weekend. So just going.
I got a little message from Mrs. Bistany. I guess her and you did? Wednesday have been into women's Olympic rugby this week.
Yes, my wife is dead set on getting Wednesday into rugby.
She sent me a message about it because I talked about going to that one match with K-Funk, which actually I'm going to hang out with him today to see the New England Free Jacks in the Rugby Super Bowl, whatever it may be called.
Yeah. So because of that, she now associates you with being the rugby go-to.
I've been to one game, watched one game.
More than any of us have.
But no, she was just asking because I mentioned it's a great family friendly environment, and she was just seeing when the next game was, where it was at, and I said, unfortunately, the season's about to be over. But I just thought it was so cute. I pictured a peewee rugby league for little girls, and just how fucking hilarious it would be.
It would be great. I think Wednesday would do good. She's certainly built for it, but we'll see. We'll see how it goes. Yeah, so that's been basically my week. I got my setup is almost complete in my room. I almost had my room turned over. I got my 34-inch curved. I got my 34-inch curved gaming monitor. I have my other gaming monitor, which is like a higher-end 27-inch gaming monitor. I have that to the right on a dual arm that can swivel. Nice. So I have the 27-inch vertical for when I'm coding and I do all my other stuff. I have the 34-inch as my main display, but I still have my work Mac underneath it, and that's basically like my chat and my Teams thing. So it's a nice setup I got now. I got the like I mentioned earlier, I got the Focusrite interface. I got this nice little piece on the desk. It doesn't take up too much space. I'm moving like furniture around. I'm moving stuff from the hallway into this room. It's just like it became a whole like house rearrangement. But it's good. I'm happy with it. I'm pumped. I got like a better setup for podcasting physically now. I'm not in the basement. I'm in my fucking room, which is nice.
Sweet.
Yeah. So it's good. Everything's good. Everything's moving in the right direction. But yeah. What else? Let's see. We already went over the fact that we witnessed a coup, which we definitely did. The rumor, this like very well known guy, Seymour Hersh, I believe, is the reporter. He's like the guy who was reporting like all like the truth about Vietnam back in the day, and like he's a very, very well regarded like journalist, one of like the only ones left. But he was reporting that basically what happened is Obama called Biden and was like, hey, here's your option. And he, according to the reporting, that Obama told Biden that Kamala was agreed to invoke the 25th Amendment and remove him. So his option was either he can resign on his terms or they're going to boot him out. And then the rest happened. But that's crazy.
And Biden was like, I don't care what you say. Mrs. Obama.
Like, yeah, he's like, listen, Mike Obama. And then someone was like, sir, you're talking into a banana. And he's like, oh, sorry.
Oh, on silly Biden stuff, did you see him like get on that plane by like seemingly by dementia?
Yeah.
The prisoners that get off the plane that they released at the Russia trade, they all come off the plane and they greet and they, do the diplomatic thing. And then Joe just wanders onto the plane. And you can see them trying to be like, no, like they want to reach out, but they don't want to make it look like he's obviously lost. And he just hangs out on the plane for a few minutes and comes off.
Yeah. My favorite thing is the fact that everyone's being like, now that like Joe Biden, like after he resigned and has been walking around, they're like, man, he's certainly gotten taller. So, taller. Yeah, There's some good, there's some clips of Biden when he's like, looks pretty okay, and he's walking around a lot better, but everyone's just like, he's taller than he was like the last time we saw him. And it's like just like a fun little conspiracy. Who knows? I'm not, again, anything, everything's crazy until it's not, you know, a theory, but who fucking knows? Everything's so fucking crazy. But that's where we're at now. People are being like, oh, Trump's scared of Kamala and bowed out of the debate. And it's like, is it bow? It's just, it's people are just taking their propaganda talking points and just really aggressively running them. This whole like artificial hype about Kamala Harris is incredible. Incredible.
Oh, they're doing a great job. And I think the attacking him as just being weird is brilliant. And it's working. I mentioned this in the Discord earlier in the week. I said, hot take, this is going to actually work. And already, I think yesterday, the day before, Trump comes out, I'm not weird. Nobody's ever called me weird. J.D. Vance isn't weird either. We're normal. It's like, dude.
Yeah, I mean, it'll work until someone goes, wait, these guys are weird? And then they just show like men dressed up as women showing their dicks next to children. And right. You go, who's weird? Is this weird or is that weird? So I agree that it's like, the thing is like everything's new, right? Everything's like, it's new, it's fresh. And this is, it's like a huge spike. But as soon as like, they're going to debate and she has like, it's going to be tough, but all they need is just someone to just stay as close to him within the margin of fucking, you know, cheating is basically what they're hoping for. And we're just going to get a whole bunch of riffraff between now and the election. And then the election's going to happen and it's going to take a fucking another like a week to 10 days to get the results for some fucking reason that's never happened before until last year. I mean, last election. And then it's going to be like, oh, Kamala actually did win just by a little. And then the world and then the country's just going to have a big fucking divorce. And it's going to be chaos.
Well, I agree. I think this year it will be more of that, the fighting back and forth until the results are revealed. But that's every damn election going back as far as I know, in my, 38 years. How old am I? But I feel like every election has been contested.
No, it has. At least
to some extent.
Oh, yeah,
and,
I know.
And yes, I do agree. This will probably be more of a bloodbath. It'll be more fucking bullshit.
But the elections get contested, but the results don't take that long. And every year every time the election gets contested, everyone just kind of like writes it off until Trump did it. And then he became an insurrectionist and an election denier. But it's like, no, you fucking, how many supercuts do you need of Hillary Clinton after her losing being like Ukraine interfered, Russia interfered. It's he's a illegitimate president and blah, blah, blah. It's like, okay, well, I don't see anyone calling her an election denier over and over again. It's just the mask has been pulled off of the fucking media as just being a propagandist arm of the fucking establishment. We all know it. The only people who don't or act like it doesn't do that willingly at this point, or they're just so absolutely ignorant that they shouldn't even be voting to begin with because they don't know what the fuck's going on. And that's just the world we live in. So this whole weird thing, like the Democrats are very good at just because Democrats are a base of just low information voters. That's what they have been forever. It just is. People who pay attention they might want the like at the core policies of like, you know, like some progressive things because that's their prerogative, but they're mostly just fucking, that's why they like want, that's why kids vote Democrat because they don't fucking know anything. It's just like they think they do. They're like, yeah, everyone should be free. It's like, what does that mean? If you like scratch off one layer deep of what they're shouting, they don't know what the fuck they're talking about. They just don't. It is.
I always like to the whichever side loses becomes completely against the Electoral College.
Oh yeah, every time.
And it switches back and forth, and then the other side just goes like, "What do you mean? No, it worked great."
Yeah. Well, I mean, it is a good system. You can't. It's just it's crazy, but it's gonna get fucking hairy as fuck. Moving on. So, but yeah. We'll
see. It's been exciting so far.
So far, yeah. I mean, again, it's The only thing I wanted to share was, let me see here. Oh, Will, did you put the list up, by the way?
In Discord, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Let me see here. This is like a good tweet that I liked. It was just very succinct, but it's kind of how I feel. Basically, it's Kamala Harris is a media construct, which she 100% is. Supporting her is an admission that you've been propagandized, which is totally true, because she's never won any primary. She's gotten less than 1% of the vote in her federal election history. She got no delegates and she dropped out of the race. She's 100% until Biden dropped out was rated as one of the most failed. Actually, they were talking about how Kamala Harris was dragging Joe Biden down. Leading up to the moment when they switched, voting for her is a signal of your obedience to television and you should feel bad about that is basically what it is. And it's true. It's all true. And if anyone wants to come on the show and have it out with me about Kamala Harris, you're more than welcome to. I'll take anyone and everyone. but people know that's not the case. It is what it is. But it's wild. It's kind of scary. It's kind of scary that to like watch like the manipulation of the entire country again, over and over again. They did it with COVID. They're doing it now, and just people are just fucking. They're so fucking easy. They're so easy. It's fucking terrifying.
You know, Matt, it's about unity. And when we unify, it creates a stronger structure of unity so that when we unificate together as a community of unifying constructs of positivity.
And then the person has to go, I'm asking you about your plan for the budget. What's your plan to do that? Yeah, unity. I'm hoping that she exposes herself as a fraud, and I think she will. I think if she debates Trump, she's going to get her fucking ass handed to her. She has nothing to run on. She has nothing.
Well, she code switched to black now.
She did do that. I mean, and then like, and
which is well within her rights. Although some people are saying she's not black.
She's Jamaican.
She's Jamaican, but
yeah,
I don't know. Most Jamaicans I've ever met are black.
Yeah, I don't know what that means. I kind of do understand a little bit. But from like our perspective, they're just like black people. I don't know. But I get
it's
it.
Really weird.
Yeah, I don't know. It's weird. It's weird. It's the whole thing is weird. This, you know, they're saying like, oh, you're weird. Like, yeah, you're fucking, this whole thing is weird.
Hey, you know what ain't weird? You see those old pictures of her and those like in nightgowns when she was accused of being an escort? Not too bad looking.
No, I mean, she hooked up with Montel Williams, like heyday Montel Williams.
Damn.
Yeah, she's on the red carpet.
Wait, walking. The R&B singer or the talk show host? Which one is that?
The talk show host.
Oh, both sexy as fuck. I mean.
Yeah, you're thinking of Montel Jordan.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's crazy because there's like an E, there's like him walking like up this red carpet with two girls in his arm. One of them is the presidential nominee. Yeah. And she had an affair with the governor of California, Willie Brown. And to be clear, if you look it up, the truth is that she did have a relationship with him, but him and his wife were separated at the time. That's how they're spinning that. They're like, no, she's not the second woman, but that's how she got into politics. It is what it is. And I don't know what to tell you. I also don't care personally. I don't have like an opinion on that one way or the other.
That's kind of the American dream these days.
Yeah. I mean, it is. I don't know.
Straight to the top.
That's how you get there. It's great. I'll put it this way. If that's how she got there and she was like a good politician with good ideas and she wasn't clamoring to just do whatever the establishment said, I don't give a fuck. I don't know how she got there. It's who she is and where she is now, and who she is and where she is now fucking sucks.
Yeah. And over the last 4 years, I can't think of one thing that stood out that she's been,
she hasn't done anything. She's been a complete absentee.
She's been completely in the dark, in the shadows.
Yeah,
because and I don't know if that's just by comparison to Trump, who was tweeting on the toilet at 3 a.m. every day, but
no,
she seemed like a ghost of a vice president.
She 100% has been. She was tasked with help, like taking care of the border, and it's a complete failure.
Oh yeah, she was the border czar, but wasn't the border czar, something like that.
Yeah, you can just find the compilations of everyone referring to her, including Joe Biden, as the border czar. And then Biden dropping out, and then all the media being like, she was never border czar. Like this in the compilation, they have people, the same people saying she was the border czar and then saying she was never the border czar. And it's like, yes, because the media is lying to you. And the other thing too, I want people to remember is she was fully aware of like Joe Biden's cognitive decline, and she also hid it. So this whole thing is, it's, they're bad people. And they just clamor for power. That's all it is. You have, like, just, I don't know. People, I don't know why people have such like a hair across their ass against Trump. Like,
well, he's also bad people, but.
Yeah, but he's a bad person the whole time. Like, his bad personness is like, he doesn't like shy away from it, and at least it's genuine.
I saw the clip this week of somebody questioning him about the grab him by the pussy comment resurfaced, and he was like, yeah, well, you know, when you're famous and you're rich, you know, that's it's kind of true. And he goes, you know, whether you think that's unfortunate or fortunate, I don't know.
How can you be mad at that answer? Is he fucking lying?
He's no. Being 100% honest. He thinks it's a good thing.
Exactly.
I meant what I said is basically his answer.
Yeah, dude, he's people might think that's bad, but I love that. That's he's not wrong. I don't know. Anyway, what's going on with our show?
I do have a death from last week because, you know, your boys keep us all winning. So I'll get through that real quick here.
All right, let's do it.
So the guys went on what was supposed to be a relaxing camping weekend. However, after accidentally drinking several cups of Charles Nature Tea, it was realized this tea was made with loads of ayahuasca. Now, with the top five team tripping their balls off, find themselves in an alternate reality resembling their favorite video games. We've got to save Princess Peach, Sam exclaimed. But how do we get out of this super spooky kitchen with these two murderous chefs, Matt whispered. Oh, no problem. My right arm is a cannon, Sam shouted quite unstealthily. After disposing of the chefs, Sam and Matt made some sandwiches and hopped on their Battletoad speeders heading towards the Green Hill Zone. Oh man, look at these loop-de-loops. How are we going to reach Bowser before he fingers the princess? It's simple, Matt said. You just hold forward the whole way, and it's nearly impossible to die on this lame-ass level. The boys spin-dashed their way through the hills when they encountered their first boss. A giant, stampeding baby running in random directions, threatening their lives with every uncoordinated stomp. Uh-oh. Uh-oh, the baby said menacingly while the dulcet tones of Dire Dire Docks played over a loudspeaker. We gotta kill this baby, Sam screamed. But I'm just so relaxed right now, Matt shouted. Look, we need a plan or this baby's gonna turn us into pancakes in no time. I've got it. There's this giant eel over here in this hole. Matt hopped on his speeder and drove around the massive eel's protruding head, coaxing it out of its slippery sea serpent domain in pursuit of Matt, who then dove deep down into the water and at full speed rushed out, circling round and round the stomping baby's head, causing the eel to constrict the supple baby, you know how eels do, and electrocuting it to death. That was close. We got to get to the princess. Oh, look, a cannon. We can blast ourselves up to the top of the battlefield. The guys hopped in the cannon and aimed for the island in the sky, but overshot it by just a hair and blasted through the fourth wall into an eerie village haunted by zombies. It was all-out war as they shot their blasters feverishly around the zombies' heads, Sam slinging headshots left and right, while Matt dribbled snakes all over the ground for some reason. That's not helping, Sam barked at Matt. Wait. Hop on this white box and crouch down. This isn't doing anything, Sam said. Suddenly, they fell behind the scenery, sparing them from attacking zombies. Follow me, Matt said as they walked behind the first layer of animation. When they entered a small house featuring a single treasure chest. Matt opened the chest, pulled out a flute, and played a dumb song. A whirlwind appeared and wiped them away to Mario World 4. Okay, that was close, but we're back on track to saving the princess. They began running towards the castle when a giant Goomba appeared. The boys held hands and went to jump over the Goomba, but mistimed it and they both died, leaving the Princess Peach to forever be a slave to an evil giant dinosaur. The end.
Very good. Very, very good. I don't know what else you want me to say.
No, that's it. I got through it.
All right.
But
well,
yeah.
Will, you had the idea for this topic today. So what are we talking about?
So this one, I figured it'd be a good one for you and I to do because we get really irritated at people.
You don't say.
Over the slightest weird shit. So today we're going to talk about the top five that guys, or you know, like that guy who.
Yeah,
so anybody who does something. The example I gave earlier. You're in the bathroom, peeing at the urinal. There's a bank of five or six, and somebody comes and sidles right up next to you, not leaving the space in between. You know who? You know that guy? I fucking hate that guy. What are you doing?
Guy sucks.
Guy sucks. He's a Peter Pecker. Peter Peeper.
My number five, guys who use limericks wrong.
That's a good number five.
Yeah. No, but who? All right. I think this is, we can just go. I don't know what more we can do here. But do you want to start? Do you want me to start?
Go ahead. You can start it off.
All right. This might be like a pretty broad one, and it does annoy me. But my number five guys who is got the guy who definitely farted,
but he won't cop to it.
Not even not even that they're even accused. Like if you're like in like a public social setting, but you just know who it is, and it's like, dude, like you couldn't or like when you're on like a plane, and like. Oh, it's fucking awful. I hate it so much. And I love farts. I hate smelling other people's farts.
I love farting on planes.
I hate you.
I don't feel like it doesn't really linger.
I don't know. Sometimes it does, but it's just, you know, it's just you and like two other people and somebody farted and it's like guy in a suit. And then it's like guy who's dressed like Bash and Booger. It's like
Bash and Booger. That guy farts.
Yeah. Like that's you.
And so, I know I agree with you in 90% of the time, but I've thought about this before where you're in a search situation like that, guy in a suit, you know, smoking hot model and then Bash and Booger. You know that those models are very good at fucking disguising their farts and they probably just like walk around these guys to let theirs out. And nobody would ever suspect her, because, you know, women don't fart, right?
So I've heard.
As a shot, if I ever heard one.
So I've not heard, I suppose. But yeah, that's my number five, a guy who definitely farted.
Does it make it better if, you know, obviously if it's audible, you can detect it and you're owed to say excuse me or something or just run. But if it's a silent one, does it make it better if they say, oh, we should go walk over here. I just farted. And has anybody ever done that? I mean, that's it's a respectable move, but I understand the embarrassment.
I'd certainly appreciate it, but it's never happened to me, nor have I witnessed it.
Actually, 2 weeks ago when I was on vacation, we went to one of our friends. They had their own site, so we were checking out their trailer because they had one of the newer ones. He's like, oh, you want to come see it? I'm like, sure. So we walk in the trailer. He closes the slider behind us. And then he goes, oh, that reminds me. Knock, knock. And he goes, who's there? And I just ripped ass. And it smelled really bad to the point where I felt bad about like christening his new fucking vacation home for the week. That disgustingness. But I didn't hide it.
No. Nor should you.
Sorry about that, James.
No. All right.
My number five?
Yeah.
My number five is the guys who are overly into predator poaching videos. This one might hit home for you. Are you one of these guys?
You mean like the catch a predator things?
Yeah. Yeah. They set up, you know, they get a guy on Grindr who talks to a you know, what they think is an underage kid. Then they meet him up and embarrass him, or now they're just straight beating him up on these videos.
Yeah.
Which I find entertaining, but there's a lot of guys out there who are just super into this shit. And like, obviously everybody hates a pedophile.
I think I understand your point. Yeah,
but
you know, there's like a Venn diagram, right? Of like this perfect. Guy. This guy is like, you know, super into those videos, but then like also super into like wearing like Ed Hardy shirts and like just being super into UFC.
Yeah, what's the guy's name? That the famous one, Vitality.
Yeah, so like Vitaly or whatever.
Vitaly, yeah. And another one I listened to, Legion of Skanks, Big J Okerson, who is kind of the same, what you just described, super into it. And I, like, it's so hard. You can't really knock them because they're trying to do something good. You can't disagree with what they're doing.
It's like they found a loophole to beat people up.
Exactly. To be a bully and to fuck with people. Yes. And some of the victims they have are like borderline retarded. It's almost sad this way, but you know, obviously they're bad people too. What made me think of this is a clip came out of that Vitaly guy this week where he brought Akon the rapper, to one of these, and he sang on a loudspeaker, "You gonna locked up, don't let me out," as the cops arrested this fucking guy. And I just thought, I mean, yeah, that's great entertainment, but. To be like active and be like, oh yeah, gotta watch this catch, gotta watch him.
I don't know. I'm not into it. Like, it doesn't like if it pops up on like my feed, like I'll like check one out. But I'm not like certainly not like subscribing to anything like this.
So that was it. I caught it on a reel, and yeah. I saw the Akon one. So I went and I'm like, well, let's see what the video's like. The videos are like 6 hours long. And it's this guy, like, half the time he's just playing video slot machines advertising for some bullshit. And
oh.
The whole, like, the entertaining part is, like, 20 minutes long.
Yeah.
It's a strange culture that's growing very fast.
It is. And listen, I'm not going to you know, try to stifle the growing culture of being anti fucking pedophile.
That's why it's so strange. It's because you can't hate them.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I will. Yeah, I don't know. As someone who's like always trying to like any position that I can kind of like steel man here is not a good one. So I don't know. I get you though. I hear you.
Yeah. 100%. I think your example of the Venn diagram, like where does it overlap?
Yeah. Yeah. And those guys are already annoying, you know, and now they're like, it's like if you really needed a ride and you had to ask one of the, like the only one who could give you a ride was this guy. And you're like, thanks, man. And you got to deal with them. And it's like, oh, they are helping me. They don't have to do this. Ugh, woof.
I can't wait till one of the, you know, whoever the big names are, you know, eventually one of them's going to get fucking busted for doing just what they're fighting against.
Absolutely.
It's just a matter of time.
Absolutely. They always project.
Mm-hmm.
That's, I mean, that's the whole Democrat playbook. claim the other guy's anti-democracy, then install your fucking candidate.
Well, that and be a Republican that's outspoken against gays and get caught sucking dick in an airport.
That happens all the time. It's just Lindsey Graham, looking at you, you're definitely gay. Like, I don't know what else to say there. Yeah, okay, I'll go.
Yeah.
This one's not long, but longer than, you know, guy who deaf farted, but definitely a guy. Fucking don't be that guy. My number four is guy who spent a decent amount of time in line, but only thinks about his order when he gets up to order.
Oh, that's such a good one. Fuck that motherfucker.
Dude, like, what are you doing? Like, you should know. You should just verbatim, when they go, "Hi, what can I get you?" You just go, "This." That's it.
Mm-hmm.
You're done. If they go, "Hey, what can I get you?" And then you go, "Oh, It's like, what the fuck have you been doing? What are you doing?
Yeah, and it's there's a rare occasion where I'll give them credit is if the menu sucks, but that's very rare. If the menu's too far, it's too small. But there was a good, you know, John Panette, the old comedian, you know, passed away, but the big guy, one of the funniest fat guy comedians of all time. He had a great bit about this, waiting in line at McDonald's, and they're looking at the menu going, and he's like, get out of that fucking line. What are you doing? I knew what I wanted yesterday before I came here. It's McDonald's. It's the same fucking menu.
Yeah.
But yeah, especially in the city, in a crowded cafe or something like that, where it's just like, keep the fucking line moving.
Yep. 100%. But yeah, that's my number four. That fucking guy sucks. And I just, there's no reason for it. It shouldn't exist. Especially, I mean, I'm going to get on my fucking, my trouble horse here, but listen, I expect that behavior from a lady. Okay. I wouldn't be surprised. It wouldn't even bother me, but come on. This, we're supposed to be robots, guys. We're supposed to be societal robots. Just fucking do it.
Yep. The soup Nazi wasn't just a character. That was a plan that we should have followed.
Right. Yeah. I mean, that's what we should have been doing. 100%. But yeah, it's my number four. Will, you number four?
My number four is the bumper sticker, guys. And I'll expand that to include all the flags and bullshit, too.
Oh, just now people who have bumper stickers?
Mostly political bumper stickers or any kind of, you know, social driven message. I just don't fucking understand this shit unless it's something funny. What are you doing? You know, now they've evolved to this point, you know, and this is typically your crowd, the 16 fucking Trump flags and vinyl wrap with a dumb fucking effigy of Biden hanging off the mirror or something.
Listen, I like ICP, but I'm not a juggalo. All right.
Fair. But I just don't, what are these people think they, what do they think they're accomplishing? Have you ever driven by a fucking car and seen a lot of Trump stickers and just been like, you know, he's got a point.
Yeah, everyone goes, you know what? I wasn't thinking about that until right now. I don't know. All those are just signaling devices. And I don't I never understood that from anyone for any reason at all. Like I wear shirts of bands I like because I like the bands and I like supporting the bands and like I like it. I guess to a degree it's the same thing, but I'm not going to wear like six shirts of the band I like. Like, you get it. I like the band. One's fine. Yeah.
The one good bumper sticker I saw recently on somewhere while I was driving, it was a picture of Ted Cruz and it says, "This man ate my son."
That
I can get on board with, but you know, just saying I'm voting for Hillary. I'm with her, you know. Trump, fucking Trump or nothing, whatever it may be.
Trump.
Not one person in the history of everything has ever just seen a bumper sticker and changed their fucking ideology.
Yeah, it is weird. Or like when they put their signs up. Like, I guess, right? It would be to sway the people I was just complaining about. Right? Because people would be like, oh, I don't know who to vote for, but a lot of people really seem to like this guy, so I'll just go with that. And you know, there's probably a good, I don't know, 3% of people that do that. That could make or break an election, I guess. So I suppose if that's your, I don't know, justification for it, but it is, I don't know. I wouldn't do it.
I don't know. The realism of what you just said makes me really sad.
I know. I know, but I know people like that. And I just usually go, let me tell you who to vote for. Let me do it.
Just give me your ballot.
Yeah. Speaking of which, my favorite thing every election is when my wife's grandfather gets mail-in ballots and he's been dead for 6 years. So
really? Did you ever send him in?
No, because I'm not a fucking cheating Democrat. But you know, people do and they count them.
You should sometimes sell it.
Sell it, yeah. Maybe I should.
How much do you think a vote's worth if you had to sell one? Not that much.
If you watch that documentary, I think it's like 10,000 Mules or whatever, they have people on video that get paid to harvest ballots, and they get paid for how many ballots they get. And It's not right, but it is a thing, and it's well documented, and people pretend like it's not, but it is. So I don't know. I mean, they get paid. I think, I don't know. I'm like speculating here, but it was like, oh, I get like X amount of dollars for every, you know, ballot that I collect.
That's fucking wild. I saw the video of the guy going through like a low income housing or like government housing facility and interviewing all the undocumented citizens, I'll say, and asking them if they've registered to vote. And like 20% of them said yes.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, they're rigging elections. I don't know what, there's no sugarcoating it. The reason why they don't want voter ID and they don't want to protect the elections is because they cheat. There's no other excuse. Anybody who's like, oh, it disenfranchises votes for poor people. And then people go out to like these poor neighborhoods are like, hey, do you have an ID? They're like, yeah. They're like, oh, what do you think of people saying like, you know, you can't get ID. And they're like, why couldn't I get ID? It's awesome. But it's because they cheat. And that's all part of the whole plan. Let in all these people. They count towards the census. You put them in democratic states because the census doesn't care if you're a citizen or not. It just counts how many people living in the household, which then gives you more seats in government, which then gives you more electoral college votes. And those people vote and they don't check and they count their votes. And then you question it and you get called a conspiracy theorist and they bury you. That's all it is. It's the whole thing. It's like, there's never been any proof of fraud. It's like, because you can't check, because you have no control mechanism. That's why you can't prove it. And that's what you're keeping. That's what you keep voting to do that. You play on fucking, oh, it's racist. It's racist. It's like, it's not racist. It's a good system. And anyone with half a brain would be like, yeah, that makes perfect sense. But that's how it works. That's how it works.
Yeah, I read an article a couple days ago that there's this one guy who's really good at it. This guy, Jerry, he's just been like meandering around and affecting a lot of elections.
Jerry,
I'm just
meander.
Like, wow, one fucking guy can do all that damage. It's wild.
Yeah, I mean, it's the same thing. Anyway, who's up? Me?
yeah, number three.
My number three, guy who can't stop playing the lotto.
Now, because he plays the lottery or because he's holding up the line?
No, just him playing. Because it's more so like this guy he's buying a lot of tickets and he's playing a lot of tickets. And it's like, what is the goal here? I know it's to win the lottery,
but
you already don't have money. I can tell by your clothes and you yourself. Is this really the best use of your resources? And they're there all the time. They just keep playing. And it's, I honestly think that if someone won the lottery from that ilk, they would just take their lottery winnings and keep playing.
That's happened. There's stories of guys who won like million dollar prizes and then like
buy $1 million.
A couple years later, they win another like $500,000. And it's like, why are you still fucking doing this? Because in my opinion, you know, obviously there's a lot of facets to this. And lottery itself is a poor tax, a stupid tax, basically. And it disproportionately affects poor people. And the reason I think is because in a lot of cases, even when you're, you know, middle class, lower class, or whatever it may be, that's kind of your only way out. You might be stuck in a dead end job. You're paying child support alimony. You're never going to get, you know, a level above. You can't afford to spend the time or the money to do anything else. So this is your one ticket out. And like I said, that affects, you know, poor people more so than more wealthy people. But it also helps poor people stay poor. And what I don't like about the lottery is how much it's advertised, especially here in Massachusetts. I mean, they're ravenous about trying to get people to stay in the game. You know, it's, you can't stop now because that's the next one that you're going to win on.
Yeah. I mean, I play not often, but I'll buy a ticket when it's like a real big thing. It's like, yeah, why not? You know, it's
I do the same. And I always laugh about it. It's like, I was 200 million last week. Nah.
Yeah, I know. Even if I won like $5,000, I'd be like, man, that's pretty sweet, but I won't play.
Like, I'll pop in for a $20 scratch ticket maybe once a month.
Yeah, I like scratch tickets more. I think that it's more fun. I don't like to wait.
It's a good Friday, you know, afternoon thing.
Yeah, I should get into a habit of just dumping like $100 like every other, like once a month into just like $20 scratchies.
This pick has taken a turn.
You know, I've become that guy.
It's an investment strategy.
Yeah, you know what? Maybe they're right. Maybe they're right. But yeah, that's my number three. Will, what's your number what?
Let me say one more thing about scratch tickets. I was talking with my friend Kevin, who's big into scratch tickets in the past, but we were talking about the new $50 scratch tickets that they have in Massachusetts. And on the losing tickets, you can scan them with the app and you get entered into a second chance drawing. And the prize for that second chance drawing is a vacation with like 50 other people who won that. And I go, I can't think of a more nightmare scenario than going on vacation with a bunch of lottery ticket addicts.
Every time they stopped, like, hey, let's got to run in real quick.
But anyway, my number three is that guy who is an emotional drunk.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
And I think we both have a friend in mind. His name starts with the letter P from back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
After a certain threshold of drinking, just turns into a puddle of fucking... He's either wants to commit suicide or he wants to tell you how much he loves you and hug you and just like kind of drool all over you. Like, you're my best friend. I love you, man. I could never be without you. I'll fucking die for you. I'll die for you, man.
Yeah, that always sucked.
Yeah, really, really kills the vibe. And then eventually they get angry because people get sick of them and they storm off, burning out the fucking driveway, running people over.
Yeah, my sister's husband, late husband or brother-in-law, whatever, he was like that all the time. I'll never forget this too. You want to talk about a fucking silly story? One time I was probably like 16, 17 or so, and I was hanging out at their house and they were all drinking and he got drunk. And there was just like me and him. And, like, we were playing darts, and, like, he tried to, in, like, an emotional drunk way, tried telling me that he could, like, see auras and, like basically just, like, tell the future. And, like...
See auras?
Like, yeah, auras? Like A-U-R-A. Oh, okay. Yeah, auras.
I thought you meant, like, a rowboat oar.
They could see auras, man. Most people can't, but he could. No, but like, just like this, like bullshitty fucking, like, I can tell like people's futures and like, you know, reads and like, it's not like they were being funny. They were being sincere in this like drunken stupor.
So why didn't he warn your sister?
So here's the thing. So then he put his like hands on my shoulders. And like just like stared me in the eyes, and then like he like basically like tried to be like shocked or whatever, because he basically was like, he's like, you're not, he's like you don't have a long life. To me,
damn.
I was like, all right, cool, man. Can I just take my turn in this darts game, please? And then he like tried to act like sad and like emotional about it for like the next, like, I don't know, until he forgot about it. And it was super uncomfortable, but I'll never forget it. I was like, Jesus Christ, give me a fucking break, will ya? And then he died. So
that's what I was getting at.
So, you know, see, I think maybe he was looking in a mirror behind me or something.
he saw himself in you.
Yeah, maybe. Nice guy, a lot of demons, but it is what it is. But yeah, that guy sucks.
Yeah, no, nobody likes that, you know, because especially at the end of the night, things are fucking heating up, trying to, you know, win that last beer pong game or dart game, like you said. And
yeah,
this guy won't shut the fuck up and continue to play, or just stop touching me. I fucking I don't know about you. I'm a don't fucking touch me person, no matter how close we are. I just don't like touchy-feely fucking drunks, or anyone for that matter.
Well, all right. I guess I won't hug you.
No, you'll hurt your shoulder.
I'm going to hug the shit out of you next time I see you.
You're number two?
My number two. This might be a little broad, but I have...
Simone Biles?
Yeah, sure. You're into that sort of thing. This is a... Let me see how I phrase this here. I'll add this. Guy who consistently can't read the room. Because,
listen, okay.
There might be time to time where you miss a cue, right? Like a social cue or something. But then there's other guys who just do it all the fucking time and just say the thing that you're not supposed to say or do the thing that no one wants you to do. It's like, dude, what are you doing, man? Like, no one wants this. Like, you know who's like a big offender of this is, I don't mean to like take anyone's list, but like the guy who starts singing songs on a guitar at like a party.
God damn it. That fucking bugs me so much. Like, I was very vocal against these people. I've got a few friends like that, and I'll give you credit, Matt. You will pull out the guitar once in a while at the little, you know, gatherings, house parties. But it's a whole different story when you're fucking talented versus just drunk.
Also, I'm not singing songs. I'm just noodling.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm not trying to like command anyone's attention. Like, I'm just busting out the guitar because I also want to continue the hangout while I just noodle around. Because it's at that, like back in that day, it was just the same thing as if I just took out my phone.
Yeah, my buddy Murphy's fucking super guilty of this, and I've dealt with it. We've been friends for so long. I've dealt with it since like the day he first started playing, so it's been fucking brutal. Every time I see him at a party, he would bust out his guitar or grab somebody. Can I play your guitar? And I would yell at the person, no, don't let him touch it. That's your family heirloom or something. You know? And he'd be like, oh, come on, man. And I'll give him credit. Murphy's come a little way. You know, he's good enough to play like in the fucking... What do they call it? In the quad at the fucking college campus, I guess.
Nice, dude.
Like a fucking shitty John Mayer. But yeah, just trying to listen to somebody work through fucking Oasis. It sucks. Or the one friend that you may be familiar with, Steve, that used to play... what was the one song? Not Coldplay. Fuck. The bald guy, Stained.
Oh, it's been a while.
Yeah. It's just like... This is, if you're gonna play them, if you're gonna make us sit through this, give me something upbeat. We're not here to fucking cry over each other.
Yeah. Yeah. I remember you, I don't know if you were there, but Justin was at a party and there was a guy doing that at a party. I wasn't at this party. I was at home. I was like playing a video game. It was like,
I remember this.
And then Justin calls me. He says, what are you doing? He's like, I'm at home just playing a game or whatever. He's like, I need you to come to this party because there's a guy here playing guitar and I need you to come play it better than he does.
I think that was Steve, the guy I was talking about, because it was right down the street from where you lived with your sister. It was over on like 6th or 7th Ave there. I think I remember that night very well.
Yeah,
because like, we just wanted him to stop.
Yeah,
he wouldn't. So we thought if we just embarrassed him, had you come in and just shred and fucking get your foot up on the couch over his head and like thrusting into his face.
Yeah. I mean, those guys suck. I never wanted to be that guy. And I don't think I ever have been. I will, though, happily take up a guitar to make someone who is doing that feel silly. I do want to assert my guitar dominance any chance I get. But if no one's playing the guitar, I'm not going to play the guitar.
You just play the exact song they just finished 10 times better.
Yeah, clean. But yeah.
That's a great example.
That's an example there. Guy who like makes like the blue joke for no reason. Like you're not even like having a conversation like that. Then like, yeah, then it was in her pussy. It's like, dude.
And that's not clever. I think we can both agree, I think, that, you know, there's always a time and a place for comedy. Like, nothing's off limits, except at certain times. You know, there is a, you know, there's a reason that Gilbert Gottfried got canceled for his 9/11 friggin' tirade at that roast right after 9/11. It's because we just need a little more time. So, not reading the room was an example. That was a good example of that, too.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, the people who do that, you're right. They always say, like, in the pussy. Like, never a good joke.
No. You have to earn that. You got to earn that. And you got to build confidence in yourself before you can start dropping those. But yeah, I mean, that's my number two, guy who can't read the fucking room. Jesus Christ. Read it.
I feel like a lot of the people we're talking about are encompassed. Like, certain people just have all these characteristics.
100%. 100%.
And that leads me to my number two. The guy who can't fucking talk to you without calling you boss man, chief, buddy, pal, bro.
What are those? Like, I mean, I guess they're kind of like terms of endearment, but not.
I was working with one for the last couple of weeks. We had to bring in this asbestos contractor to work for us. And the one guy, a supervisor, and it's always the guy who doesn't do a fucking thing all day. But he's always, you know, running things by me because I ultimately was responsible. And then just every time he talked to me, hey, boss man. All right. Thanks, pal. Hey, chief. All right. And every fucking time. And I don't know why that bothers me so much, but it just seems like a posturing kind of thing of like, and they always have that stupid gruff voice and they never fucking do a fucking thing. And they suck. I never been called a chief and been like, oh, thank you.
Oh, I am a chief, actually. Thank you.
But yeah, anybody who has to tag you with some kind of label at the beginning or end of the sentence is the worst. Never worth a shit.
Yeah, 100%. Yep. Yep.
I guess that one's a little short and sweet. I don't know how much to expand on that. But
no, I mean, it's annoying. I get it.
I just feel so disrespected by it. And I don't know how, like, it's not one of those things. Like, what can you say to them? You know, I'm offended. No, I'm not offended by it. Just shut the fuck up.
Yeah,
my name is William, not Chief William.
Yeah, I don't have a lot of run-ins with people like that, so I don't have, like, any anecdotes of myself.
No, I hang out with the drywallers that you hate so much. The contractors,
blue collars, fuck.
And the thing is, it's really with asbestos contractors a lot, and it's always a group of Hispanic guys who work their ass off and are very cool and respectful and funny, and then it's their supervisor who's some fucking middle-aged, fucking out of shape white guy who doesn't, like I said, never does a fucking thing but yell at the Spanish guys to hurry up.
Go on.
And I've met them, like, every single time I meet an asbestos group, it's the same thing.
Yeah.
Hardworking laborers, supervisor who doesn't do shit in his fucking white, obnoxious piece of garbage.
I saw some clip of someone be like, oh, what makes a good supervisor? And they're like just talking. It's like, well, the first thing is they never get out of, you got to never get out of your truck. Okay. That's right. The first part. And there's like all these things that kind of like what you're saying. I thought it was pretty funny. Very funny.
They're not wrong.
No. All right. I got my number one.
Okay.
Guy who, all right, this is hard to phrase. Guy who knows your interests, asks you about your interests, but doesn't know anything about your interests. So talking to them is a fucking pain in the ass.
Oh, they're just using you as a resource.
Not even that. This has happened to me a handful of times because people, I'm very out. You know, I wear my interests on my sleeve. I'm very outward about the things I'm into. People know me by the things I'm into. They're like, oh yeah, Matt. Oh, the haunted. Like, so my wife's friends or friends of friends or people like other family members are like, oh yeah, he does haunted houses or he's really into comic books or whatever. So they're like, they're nice enough, but like then they'll come up and be like, oh, did you see, did you see that new Deadpool movie? And it's like, listen, if yes. And I'd like to talk, like, I'll talk to you about it, but I know that you haven't seen it and you don't know, like, the the depth of my conversation I would like to have about the topic you just asked me about, you can't have. I would have preferred it if you just said, hey, how's it going?
About this weather.
Yeah. Like, or it's like, you know, they'll be like, oh man, you play guitar. I'm like, yeah. They'd be like, so what's like, who's like your favorite guitarist? And I'm like, oh, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, I'll ask them. They're like, ah, yeah, I don't know. It's like, well, what the fuck do you, why do you want to have the car? Like, weird thing. Like, I get it. You're trying to be nice and like, you're trying to like be interested or something, but you don't need to do that. It's like, you're wearing like a fucking football, like a Patriots hat. I don't fucking know anything about the Patriots. I'm not going to be like, how about them Patriots? And then you go, oh, I can't believe they didn't do this. I'm going to go, I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Well, the correct response is you just say, yeah, but those refs though.
Yeah. Yeah. Fucking bought and sold. But I can't stand that. It's just, and I think the reason why I can't stand it is kind of like the same thing of why, like, we hate like those, the guys who are like super into like the gotcha videos is like,
yeah.
Like these people, they're just trying to be nice, you know, like they're not like trying to like bait me into like saying something stupid. They're just genuinely trying to be like, oh, I know he's into this, so I'll ask him about that. And it's like, all right, cool. But just don't, because I don't know. I don't want to like launch into some opinion that is going to just fall flat.
Right. And then you look in their eyes and they're absolutely dumbfounded and you're like,
yes.
Ah, I am wasting my fucking life with you right here. Yeah. I get it. I get this all the time with my job because, you know, as I've mentioned many times, I work in the field of radiation. And so every time that comes up, oh, radioactive, huh? You glow in the dark down there? Every single fucking time, every single person ever says the same bullshit. And I'm like, no, I don't have any chemiluminescence on my dick. If I did, I'd be dead. But thanks. Yeah. Oh, you get any superpowers? No. Nope. That's not how that works. It's cancer first.
First, it's cancer. Then it's superpowers.
Then it's superpowers. But unfortunately, you never make it past the cancer stage. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then it's still on that, you know, people who want to know about radiation, they'll come in with their own preconceived opinions. And this one comes up a lot, and it's like, yeah, you know, that's why my wife doesn't let me use the microwave. And I'll be like, oh, well, you know, just so you know, that's non-ionizing radiation. That's a different type of radiation. It's not harmful. It's just, you know, vibrations. Same with radio waves and things like that. And I'm like, yeah, no, but we're not going to risk it. And I'm like, okay, then. He just gave you the right answer. There's a reason that, you know, microwaves were invented a long time ago and it hasn't really killed off the population yet. But no, you still... You know, make sure that you don't use tin foil because it'll give you Alzheimer's. Fucking moron.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
But if you're going to do that, at least have an open mind and, you know, and just understand, you're not trying to get 100% of this guy's opinion out of it. You can't. And so typically at my approach for that kind of situation, if I do want to come up to you, Matt, and say something about Disney World, my first question is going to be like, hey, so what's going on with all that gay shit down in Florida? You know, when's the best time for me to go? start with an insult so they know you're not serious.
Yeah. I'll go, yeah, I don't know.
And then you'll be like, yeah, go Christmas time. It's pretty calm. Yeah, that's a good pick, though.
All right. What's your number one?
All right. My number one, I think this is a pretty agreeable one. The guy or girl. Who's an overzealous receipt checker at the store.
I have a feeling CJ Doubleday is going to be either totally for or totally against this.
Now, I'll caveat this with you're going to Costco, you're going to BJ's. Those are different. It's been agreed upon since the inception that on your way out because nothing's bagged. So you give them the receipt, they check it off. That place, I don't care. But typically, if somebody asks me for my receipt when I'm walking out of Walmart, I just hand it to them and continue on my way because you don't legally have to show them or stop. And I think it's, with the advent of the self-checkout and all that bullshit, which annoys a lot of people. You know, sure, make self-checkout an option, but don't leave one lane open for the rest of people who have a cart full of shit. And I'm not waiting. This one really gets me, is when there's a line to get through the receipt checker. Like, what's wrong with you that you're getting in this fucking line? They don't, you don't need to prove to them that you purchased anything. What they need to do is prove that you stole something.
Oh, wait. I think I misunderstood. You're talking about the people at the door checking your receipts.
Yes.
Okay. I thought you meant just like an everyday person just checking their own receipts.
Oh, no. That's just fiscal responsibility.
Oh, yeah. I get you. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I'm sorry. I should have clarified. But yeah, leaving Walmart. Oh, can I see your receipt? Yes. Here it is. I hand it to them and I leave. And I've encountered people who get really upset about this. There was this one time I was leaving for a job in Jersey and I had a coworker with me. And I checked out through Walmart. I got a couple things we needed for the project. Went through the self-checkout. Well, there's two old ladies there cackling with each other, hanging out, whatever. They're working at Walmart. Doesn't matter. I tuck away my receipt into my wallet to save for, you know, my expense reports and all that. Waiting for my other guy. He's checking out. Finally, he comes through and then we're walking out and they go, oh, excuse me, I need to see your receipt. And I'm just like, no, my hands were full. Like, I didn't get a bag. So I'm like, I already put my receipt away in my wallet. She's like, I need to see your receipt. And I said, no, you don't. And she screams at the top of her lungs, like, I forget the name, but it was some old lady name, like, Janice, he won't show me his receipt. I'm like, I go, get bent, lady. I go, I got shit to do. Yeah. And she goes, you are a rude young man. I said, same to you, lady. And I just fucking walked out. And I'm just, leave me the fuck alone. And oh, actually what I said to her before the rude young man, as I said, I just came through here. I go, if you were paying attention, you would have seen me stop right here in front of you, fold up my receipt and put it away. But you were too busy talking with your friend to be doing your job. So that's what she called me rude, which I'll take that. But fucking A. The other thing, and this is a positive note on this. So like I said, I don't stop for these people. If they want the receipt, they can have it. You can return everything with your credit card anyway. But I go to a lot of Home Depots in some bad areas when I'm traveling for work. all the self-checkouts now in these bad areas are manned by people. It's no longer self-checkout because the theft has gotten so high. So I just want to applaud all the people that are stealing from Home Depot and Walmart. We're going to fix this thing. We're going to get people back on the registers, and we're going to get along with our days without having to do extra work for Walmart. You just have to keep stealing. Keep stealing, everybody.
Stealing.
I'm not going to do it. But no. If you've got nothing to lose, you should do it.
I'm a respectful citizen.
Right. You stop stealing things when you turn 18. That's the rule.
That's the rule. No, it's a good one. I hear you. I also don't enjoy them. I also stop, and I'm like the only one who stops. The thing that like irks me is when I stop, and then they just let like six people just walk by them. I'm like, why did I stop?
Exactly.
No, I don't know. But yeah. All right. Well, we got fan lists or what?
Yeah, we got a couple here. Starting off with Mashin, number Ooh. 5, the guy who screws over his coworkers, of course. Mm-hmm. That guy who knows everything. He wouldn't like you, Matt.
That's true.
Number 3, that guy who doesn't mind his own business. Number 2, that guy who yells on your left at people. It gets mad when they go left. They just want to hug, bro. Let it go. Very good. Number 1, that guy who served in the military and tells people how much of a badass he was. That's a different class of stolen valor douchebag. That's a good one.
Yeah.
There's two different types of fucking veterans. Ones that don't shut up about it and others who probably did a lot of protecting of you. Anyway, next up, we've got Dingus Cunnilingus Adams. Number 5, remember that guy who impregnated your mom? Number 4, remember that guy who held on to the edge of a building with just the rugged tip of his boner, saving himself and a friend who slipped in the rain?
Okay.
Number 3, remember that guy who dipped his balls in hot sauce to fix his testicular torsion? All right. Number 2, remember that guy who tripped in the locker room and sucked my dick off to completion accidentally? And number 1, that guy who listens to the top 5 of death with a hot, throbbing, veiny boner, stroking it slowly for an hour and a half to 2 hours, and always perfectly finishes on smell you later all over his wife's cheese pizza flavored pussy.
Oh.
Cheese pizza. And last up, we've got Mitch Mintier, freshest of the fun butts. Number 5, found the guy who found the clitoris for the first time. Number 4, ate a potato and discovered they wouldn't kill him. Someone had to test out foods, right? Oh, I guess the guy who invented eating potatoes. Number 3, put ravioli in a can. Number 2, farted really loud and discovered dubstep. And number 1, the guy who had Tourette's at a metal concert and created headbanging.
Hell yeah.
I'm sure that's how it went. Great list. Great list.
Is that it?
That's all we got for this week.
All right. Well, thank you, everyone. Thank you, Will. I think we'll have Charles back next week. Sam, I think, is out for a little bit doing his dog stuff. Yeah. All right. Well, sounds good. I'm going to try to I'm either going to break my setup entirely or find something really cool between now and then, but it should be exciting one way or the other. But all right. Well, until then, smell you later.